Good morning. This is Chloe Duggan from FAD. So, how are your developments going?
So I've been working on this recently. So these are the when I was doing the big ink thing. These are the things
ones from
I had
floor.
Underneath, yeah,
they're gorgeous.
And I've been experimenting with varnish. So I've been doing like drips, and then I covered everything. And I think this one works better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's what I'm working on right now, and I'm planning for the exhibition. I've got these cling film that I used to put on when I was like doing the exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to use that?
I was thinking of using that like the installation I was in the Tate Modern.
Everybody's taken a lot of inspiration from that installation.
I know. It was really good.
No, that's not a criticism.
Okay.
That's not a criticism.
So, and then I was thinking of doing a smaller version of the one I've got in there, but with Venus de Milo, because I've been looking into water and femininity as well.
Okay. So that one in there isn't a final piece.
How long
did that one take you to do?
Like 2 or 3 weeks. So the smaller
one. Now we've got 2 weeks now.
Yeah, the smaller one, it wouldn't take me as long. It would be like this, instead of being huge, it would be like more like this and longer.
Okay. I think what is impactful about that one though, Chloe, is it's so big.
Is the size, I agree. I really love it.
And I would almost be encouraging you to use that as a final piece.
Yeah,
really.
PJ was saying that.
Yeah, because I know you're saying, you know, it's achievable, it's a shorter amount of time, but there are too many potential variables that can happen. And if you're talking about you want to create this thing and do these things, you might find yourself painting yourself into a corner quite quickly. So I would encourage you to use that one that you've got in there as like this big main image. I don't know how much value these bring, is my thought on this. Because a lot of the technique is already demonstrated in this big piece. And that is where people's focus should be entirely. Yeah. These are beautiful,
and
you will be presenting them in your desk area, so people will still see them. But in terms of the big exhibition area, I would encourage simplicity. Okay? It's not a car boot sale.
No.
You don't put all your wares on show, okay? When it comes to this thing, this installationary piece, I'm just wondering if a slight change in format, instead of this circular form that everybody's taken inspiration from that lady's piece, that maybe they're hung in more of a linear line, sort of staggered, so that they create again that kind of waterfall-y kind of effect.
That makes sense.
It does.
Okay. Yeah.
That will then be echoed by the piece that you have in the background.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like that in a line.
Yeah, but just
minus
a line,
the circle,
so it's sort of like staggered. So it's adding to the painting.
Take away focus from the form that you've drawn.
No, we'll position it so it doesn't
aside.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it's adding to rather than distracting. But yeah. You might want to think about where you're going to put like a comments book and stuff like that. Everybody sort of forgets about those things. But, you know, you might want to snag yourself a plinth or something for a comments book to go on. What we say to people, you know, sharp elbows time. If you see one that you like
grab
to look
it.
Off, grab it. Because we don't have that many of them. Put your name on it, on a bit of masking tape. So they're in the cupboard that's underneath the stairs. Okay, if you ask Andy, he can open it for you. So yeah, that's what I'd be encouraging you to just focusing on.
Okay.
This large piece, this piece, any sort of smaller experiments. It's because it's experiments. It's not final pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibitions
are
for final pieces,
yeah.
We'll keep those up in the studio. We'll present them really beautifully. They can live up there.
Great.
Now, you're going to have a sight challenge when it comes to displaying this piece because the paper isn't sitting completely flatly and is quite heavy, actually, now with all this material that's gone on top of it. So what we will probably need to do, if you don't mind me drawing on your sketch here, is attach a batten to the wall and staple your picture to it. And we might put a batten at the bottom and do the same to sort of stretch it a little bit so it doesn't just like blow in the breeze. But that's kind of how that is probably going to have to be presented. There's no other way around it, I don't think, unless you guys can think of anything.
That's classic, isn't it? That's
Because it's enormous. To get something like that framed would cost you hundreds, if not thousands of pounds. It'd be ridiculous. And we can't make frames for stuff like that. That is the quickest and best solution. A batten of wood at the back, possibly at the top and bottom, and then staple it to that. So you won't see it front face. You won't see anything. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, you could have several large bulldog clips. No.
Golden ones, obviously.
I think they're distracting as well. Maybe not so appropriate for this type of work. The staples will be really well hidden by the textures that you've created.
And you could always put a drop of paint on them or something.
I think the less is more kind of approach for what you've got going on here, so that all of the attention can just be given to the beautiful textures that you've created and this sort of hanging installation as well.
Okay.
So I'm the blog person here, looking at this, and you have got a few things in here actually. You've got a couple of areas that have been covered, but you haven't got the project proposal on there, which is pretty important.
I thought we were going to get the draft back. PJ said.
Certainly you need to at some point have it on there. I'm not saying you do it today, but make sure that you cover all of those areas. So evaluation, reflection, practical skills. Practical skills, you've just got colour theory in. But you've got loads more things you did here, loads more practical things you understood.
This stuff can go in, the Sunanagashi we did can go in.
Do some close-ups of it, and just reflect on it and say, well, that was tricky, I've learnt something here. Where did I learn it from?
I need to focus on my blog now.
And your research as well, you know, let me have a look at your search. I didn't have a look at it, so I can't say. Yeah, you've done a bit of research. Yeah, good. Yeah, nice research.
I need to update the ones I've done.
Good visuals. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice and thorough.
Yeah.
I just need to write up.
You do need some text in there, because it's a lot of pictures, which do make sense, but you kind of just got to annotate them. So you're much further on than some people, I promise you.
You are, especially in FAD.
Yeah.
All right, well done, Chloe. Thank Looking forward to it.
I was also thinking, could I add music? Like, do you think that might be a bit too much?
If you're going to add music, you just have to be aware of some of the other spaces.
And how it might affect them.
If they've got installations and things like that. What you could do is have headphones that are playing music, so then it's like contained to just your work, so when people are just looking at
it. Otherwise it turns into what I refer to as the Battle of Flowers effect.
Everybody's just fighting against each other.
Yeah. I was just wondering about that,
But, you know, sometimes less is more. You know, you can over-gild the lily. If you haven't planned or factored in any other part of your project work, the inclusion of music, don't do it as like a knee-jerk reaction to try and make your space more exciting or whatever. You know, it's a bit Emperor's New Clothes sort of thing. And UA will pick up on that. They'll be like, but she hasn't talked about music anywhere else. And then it's there. Why?
Okay.
You know, it'll be those sort of things that they pick up on. You have to justify every single choice.
Okay.
All right. Keep it nice and simple for yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.